My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Let's look at the projected totals, individual player props via FanDuel, because I'm a FanDuel guy, for the Commanders and the Bucks this weekend. Play a little over-under. So, Darius, let's run through some of the prop totals and see how we're viewing this game script.
Our friends at FanDuel have Jaden Daniels' passing yard total set at 218.5, over or under.
So this could be an over for one of two reasons. If this becomes a shootout like everybody's predicting, then he goes over 218. Or if the game script suggests that Washington's chasing and they're throwing a lot because they're behind, he could pretty easily get over 218. I actually think they're going to be in this game. They're going to be able to run the ball and stay balanced. I think it's going to be pretty close. So for that reason, I'll say slight under. I'm going to say like 210 maybe through the air. We'll see if I'm loud wrong about this. I've been talking about this for weeks. I think he's going to run a lot. Maybe it's not Lamar Jackson week one last night going 16 for a Bill 20 or something. But I do think it could be like 7-8 carries for 70 to 90 yards tomorrow. So add that to the 210. It's kind of a 300-yard all-purpose day. But I'll say under that number.
Under. I think Tampa Bay's defense is good. I think their secondary is good. I think the game plan is to limit throwing. And they're going to try to muck this up and do a little more ground and pound.
You said you think Jaden's going to run a lot. Got Jaden Daniels at 39.5 rushing yards, over or under?
I like the over on that in the first half. I think it's too much, but I know Grant's all in favor of it. I think they're going to run Jaden Daniels a ton, and I think he goes way over that. I don't know if it's quite Lamar Jackson, buck 22 on 16 carries, but I think we're going to see it early and often.
Have you changed your prediction of how much he'll run based on the preseason? Or have you always said that you just don't want him to run, not that you don't think he's going to run?
More the second one. So okay. I'm looking at the lack of weaponry, especially on the outside. They don't really seem interested in changing that. I looked at the preseason and kind of the way their personnel is lining up, and I'm going, they're going to run that dude a lot. I think that's my paradigm going into the season.
Over. Loud over. It's going to be over a lot in this category until the betting market catches up with kind of what they want to do. In fact, if it's under that, I'll be shocked. Like, if he just stands in the pocket with time and makes throws and doesn't leave, I think he's going to look to leave the pocket at times. If there's early pressure, he's going to try to avoid sacks that way. That's what he did a lot of time collegiately, which isn't to say he can't throw the ball well or that he isn't going to be a throw-first quarterback eventually. But I just think early in his career, this is the answer key for him. You know, this is the cape for Superman. He'll go over that.
Jaden has some options in the backfield. Let's start with the first one. Brian Robinson, they have him at 42.5 rushing yards.
Over that. As I said, they'll be balanced. They'll be in the game. They're going to be able to run it a lot. I think they're going to run more this year in general than people think. Everyone talks about Kingsbury with the air raid. I call it the horizontal raid. But they ran the ball more with Patrick Connor.
James Connor?
James Connor. Who's Patrick Connor?
Was that the fullback from the Jets? What they call him, the Terminator? No, it was John Connor.
That's John Connor.
I don't know who Patrick Connor is. Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
I don't know. James Connor Patrick for the Connor. Cardinals ran it a lot more than people think when you look back at like when he was healthy and rolling. B-Rob's going to be a thumper all season long. I think he could go for 75 or more in this game. if he runs it the 16 to 18 times that I think he's going to. So give me the over on B-Rob.
Over, I'm a little bit annoyed about it. I want more Eckler. I want B-Rob to be the change of pace, but I'm not going to get it that way. They're going to go to him way too often. They're going to try to run the dang football. Chris Russell will be pleased. The rest of us that like points and wins and offense will not be.
Danny, you want more Eckler? You're going to get more Eckler. 27 and a half rushing yards for Austin Eckler, over or under?
Under, unfortunately. And I think that's going to change as the season goes. They're going to realize, no, this actually is still a weapon. But I think early he's going to be it's third down. Now he should trot onto the field and be in there for passing downs. I don't think they're going to use him right early. I think that'll grow as the season progresses.
He ran a good bit in the preseason. Remember when they would come out with those early drives and they ran it like 9 out of 12 plays on the one long drive and he had it 3 of them, I think. I'll say over that, not by a lot. I think he gets 6 carries for, 28 yards or something like that. I'll say over minimally.
Let's get to the receiving props. Wide receiver 1 in everybody's heart around here, Terry McLaurin, 60 and a half receiving yards.
That is an over for Terry. He's the only guy they got. Now, Tampa Bay is going to do as much as they can to keep him from getting going and getting off and having a ham sandwich, but I think it's going to be like 7 for 70. This is the new Terry McLaurin in a sense. Last year where it was a lot of catches, not a lot of yards, 7 for 63, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like a 10, 11 target, 6 or 7 catch, 65 to 80 yard kind of day for him. So I'll say over, he's in the 70s, low 80s. But it's not going to be a big explosive 100-yard game in my opinion.
You said it, and that's why I'm going in a different direction. He's the only guy they got. That's why it's under. Tampa knows that, too. Tampa's very aware of where 17 is and is going to be. It's going to be a 6 for 55 kind of a day. We're going to be frustrated. There's not going to be enough air in the air raid here early on for my taste.
Zach Ertz, they have him at 24 and a half on FanDuel receiving yards.
This is one of my favorite props of the weekend. In real life, I have actually bet on this prop. Zach Ertz is going over that. A healthy Zach Ertz is going to be heavily featured and heavily involved. As the year goes on, he will not be healthy, and he will probably do less. But in this game, I think there's a chance he leads them in catches, leads them in receiving yards. If you told me right now he goes like 7 for 76, okay. There's an 18-yard catch down the seam at some point. I believe that. So that is a very, very firm over for me.
I have a hammer in my hand, and there's a nail, and it is the nail of the overage. I am slamming the over on this. I think he's, like 6 for 38. I think he is their first or second most targeted guy. I agree with everything Grant said. Early in the season, Zach Ertz will be available, and as the season progresses, less so.
This one seems a little low. Austin Eckler at 18 and a half receiving yards.
Again, hammering the over. This is where the offense is going through. It's going to be less McLaurin, less Noah Brown, less De'Ami Brown, maybe some Zacchaeus around the line of scrimmage. Think about what Lamar Jackson was doing last night, flicking the ball to Zay Flowers or things like that. But I think the passing game will run through Ertz and Eckler, so I think Eckler goes over that total.
I'll say over as well. Same reason I felt that way about Zach Ertz. I just think that we're going to get to a point where there's some pass rush. Jaden Daniels is ball out. That's kind of the mindset. They're going to get in his ear and say, hey, let's not take hits. Let's not take sacks. You saw the quick game in the preseason. His time to throw was quicker in the preseason than any quarterbacks in the NFL last year. So not a whole lot to add other than the security valve, the check down option, the blanket. Sorry. I mean, it's going to be a lot of Austin Eckler, and I'm happy about it.
This one seems low, too, but I guess it's a little tricky. Brian Robinson, 8.5 receiving yards.
Over on that one as well. He can catch the ball, and I think that's only going to take one screen or, a couple receptions. I do think he's involved. Maybe not to the degree Not to the degree that Eckler's going to be involved in the pass game, but there'll be just enough Brian Robinson where I think he goes over that total.
Yeah, that's one catch that, with a good block in front of you.
Yeah.
So I'll go over that for sure. One catch, 15 yards. Two catches, 12 yards, something like that. Yeah, give me B-Rob over. Again, I think it's a lot of short, safe, quick passes.
Let's get a quick feel for how you guys feel about the Commanders' defense going in this game. Baker Mayfield's passing prop is set at 245.5.
Over. I think he'll do that middle of the second quarter.
That's a bad bit.
I'm doing a bit. It's over, though.
I'll say 245.5. I kind of want to go under, honestly. I'll go under. I'll say he throws for like 235, 240. And that they have enough success running the football as well, that they're able to be balanced You know, maybe it's your leading rusher has 75 or something and you're able to keep it on the ground too. But I don't think he needs to come out and throw for three bills for them to win.
Speaking of running the ball, they have Rashad White, their starting running back, at 57.5 rushing yards.
Over for Rashad White. He will be right around, like I said, mid-70s, low-80s perhaps. They'll also get him some touches second half. If they're ahead, trying to salt the game away, there's a game script that works for his favor. But remember last year, and I know it's a different defense and different coaching and all that, but they were good for kind of one back-breaking long run. It felt like that they would give up
that's
late
true.
In games. I mean, it's the same group, essentially, in the interior if Johnny Newton's not playing. So I'll say over that.
Under. I think they sling it, and they're not a very good running team, so I think White goes under. Total yards will be pretty significant for White because he catches passes, but I don't think they run it effectively, and they'll have too much success through the air.
I'm going to assume you guys are both going to take the over on Mike Evans, so I'm going to skip him. Let's go to Chris Godwin. They have him set at 57.5.
Over. I think he goes off. I think it's in the 70s.
Yeah, you can't name a Bucs receiver who I wouldn't go over with because I think they're going to throw it to three or four guys. All of them are going to be, you know, able to put up those 250 or so for Baker Mayfield on the outside against Washington's corners.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.